Hello, I'm Sean McGuinness. I run the open source office at Dell, but I'm here talking about things that I've been doing in the OpenStack community for the last several years. And not that I've been doing it recently. A lot of this has been stuff that's built up over years of people making improvements and making things better. So I just get to present all the great work that's been done. So, okay. So, in the OpenStack community, we need to release all of the work that is being done. There's, if you're not familiar with it, within OpenStack, there's quite a few different projects. They each have different deliverables, usually several deliverables per project. And we need a way to package that up and make that available to downstream consumers or whoever needs that. So, you know, like typical release steps, we need to be able to compile or validate, make sure that that source code is good. We want to make sure whatever we're delivering and releasing actually is something that someone can pick up and use. We need to tag the repos. We need to be able to know exactly at what point any given deliverable was released so that we can go back later. We need to create whatever artifacts, and this varies depending on what the deliverable is. For us, most of OpenStack is Python, so that's packages that pip can install, or tarballs of the source itself. There's some Node NPM packages, things like that. We need to publish those somewhere. Doesn't do much good just to create them. We need to make them available, so they need to get published on a website. They need to get pushed up to a package repository where that can get pulled down. And typically, even if you're just doing this as something within your own company, you need to send some kind of announcement, let people know that there's something new that is out there that they can pick up and use. So we've tried to automate all these steps. This is something that's evolved over time. Initially, we tried to just trigger on new commit or new tags being pushed, which was great. That took care of a lot of things. That does take care of a lot of manual steps, but there were some issues with that approach. There was inconsistent use of versioning. We didn't actually follow Simver for a while, but semantic versioning, if you're not aware of it, simver.org, really great way to make sure that you're communicating by your version number if that version contains breaking changes or if there's just bug fixes. And if you leave that up to individual teams to do, you just kind of have to hope that they're aware of what those rules are and that they actually follow them. The packages that were being published weren't always what you want to. They could maybe grab the wrong commit, miss something important. There's